Thursday, May 2nd, Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. And our evening prayer hymn. This is the day of the Lord's true witness, whom through the ages all have held in honor. Now let us praise him and his deeds of glory with exultation. So now in chorus, giving God the glory, we sing his praises and his mighty triumph, that in his glory we may all be sharers here and hereafter. Praise to the Father and the Son most holy, praise to the Spirit and them co-eternal, who gives examples in the lives of all saints that we may follow. And now the psalmody. You have turned my mourning into joy. Alleluia. Psalm 30. I will praise you, Lord. You have rescued me and have not let my enemies rejoice over me. O Lord, I cry to you for help, and you, my God, have healed me. O Lord, you have raised my soul from the dead, restored me to life from those who sink into the grave. Sing psalms to the Lord, you who love him. Give thanks to his holy name. His anger lasts a moment, his favor through life. At night there are tears, but joy comes with dawn. I said to myself in my good fortune, nothing will ever disturb me. Your favor had set me on a mountain fastness. Then you hid your face, and I was put to confusion. To you, Lord, I cried. To my God I made appeal. What profit would my death be, my going to the grave? Can dust give you praise or proclaim your truth? The Lord listened and had pity. The Lord came to my help. For me you have changed my mourning into dancing. You have removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy. So my soul sings psalms to you unceasingly. O Lord, my God, I will thank you forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer. God our Father, glorious in giving life, and even more glorious in restoring it. When his last night on earth came, your Son shed tears of blood, but dawn brought incomparable gladness. Do not turn away from us, or we shall fall back into dust, but rather turn our mourning into joy by raising us up with Christ. Repeating the antiphon, you have turned my mourning into joy. Alleluia. And the second antiphon, we have been reconciled to God by the death of his Son. Alleluia. Psalm 32. Happy the man whose offense is forgiven, whose sin is remitted. O happy the man to whom the Lord imputes no guilt, in whose spirit is no guile. I kept the secret, and my frame was wasted. I groaned all the day long, for night and day your hand was heavy upon me. Indeed, my strength was dried up, as by the summer's heat. By now I have acknowledged my sins, my guilt I did not hide. I said, I will confess my offense to the Lord, and you, Lord, have forgiven the guilt of my sin. So let every good man pray to you in the time of need. The floods of water may reach high, but him that they shall not reach. You are my hiding place, O Lord. You save me from distress. You surround me with cries of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you the way you should go. I will give you counsel with my eye upon you. Be not like horse and mule unintelligent, needing bridle and bit, else they will not approach you. Many sorrows has the wicked, but he who trusts in the Lord, loving mercy surrounds him. Rejoice, rejoice in the Lord, exalt you just. O come, ring out your joy, all you upright of heart. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, you desired, Lord, to keep us from your indignation, and so did not spare Jesus Christ, who was wounded for our sins. We are your prodigal children, but confessing our sins, we come back to you. Embrace us that we may rejoice in your mercy together with Christ, your beloved Son. Repeating the antiphon, we have been reconciled to God by the death of his Son. Alleluia. And our third antiphon. Lord, who is your equal in power? Who is like you, majestic in holiness? Alleluia. Revelation chapter 11 and chapter 12. You, we praise you, the Lord God Almighty, who is and who was. You have assumed your great power. You have begun your reign. The nations have raged in anger, but then came your day of wrath and the moment to judge the dead. The time to reward your servants, the prophets, and the holy ones who revere you, the great and small alike. Now have salvation and power come, the reign of our God and the authority of his anointed one. For the accuser of our brothers is cast out, who night and day accused them before God. They defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Love for life did not deter them from death. So rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell therein. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the Antiphon, Lord, who was your equal in power? Who was like you, majestic in holiness? Alleluia. And a reading for this evening is from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18 and 22. The reason why Christ died for sins once for all, the just man for the sake of the unjust, was that he might lead us to God. He was put to death insofar as fleshly existence goes, but was given life in the realm of the Spirit. He went to heaven as at God's right hand, with angelic rulers and powers subject to him. And the responsory, the disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia, when they saw the risen Lord, Alleluia, Alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The disciples rejoiced. Alleluia, Alleluia. And the Canticle of Mary, beginning with the Antiphon, I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. Alleluia. And the Canticle of Mary can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations shall call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, the rich he sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the Antiphon for the Canticle of Mary, I have said these things to you, so that my joy may be in you, and your joy may be complete. Alleluia. In our intercessions, Christ rose from the dead as the first fruits of those who sleep. In our joy, let us praise him and say, Firstborn of the dead, hear our prayer. Lord Jesus, remember your holy church built on the apostles and reaching to the ends of the earth, and let your blessing rest on all who believe in you. Firstborn from the dead, hear our prayer. You are the healer of soul and body. Come to our aid and save us in your love. Firstborn from the dead, hear our prayer. Raise up the sick and give them strength. Free them from their infirmities. Firstborn from the dead, hear our prayer. Help those in distress of mind or body, and in your compassion lift up those in need. Firstborn from the dead, hear our prayer. Through your cross and resurrection, you open for all the way to immortality. Grant to our deceased brothers and sisters the joys of your kingdom. Firstborn from the dead, hear our prayer. Now let's say together in our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer. Let's pray. Father, in your love you have brought us from evil to good and from misery to happiness. Through your blessings, give the courage of perseverance to those you have called and justified by faith. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks. Amen. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.